Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Now, here we go, no reason again. Still it's no place I'd rather be in the end. But right here, I stare in your bright eye. Going back and forth like a leaf. I saying different things knowing we lie. No limit to the sky long as we fly.
Spring is
about 2 months away, folks. So hold it down up north. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, it's off the cuff tonight. We did it so wonderfully on Monday. Relationship Wednesday, again, off the cuff. Here we go. All the way live from Charlotte. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show. What up, Bossy?
What's up? What's up? Good afternoon in the morning time. What's going on, everybody?
Chill. Good, 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 good. Hey, so try to pay attention. Try not to watch. Try not to act like you watch an Empire while we're doing this live, right? Try. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. She got it on DVR, so I know she's focused.
Yep.
Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
I'm focused. I'm here. I'm barely here on time, thanks to my stylist. Shout out, Definitive in Salon. Retta Bush got me looking right. All right.
Tight.
Tight.
No doubt. We like the wigs tight. We like that. We like that.
Yes.
Hey, he's on the wheels of steel. Hey, he taking it back for your old school hip hop tonight. That dude, St. James. Hey, what's the temperature, brother? What's the temperature?
Today it was actually kind of warm. It was about 34 today.
It was only butt cheek brick. It wasn't brick ass.
Yeah, it was a brick ass.
That's
brick city, but it wasn't brick ass. Mm-hmm. It was a balmy 34 today. Balmy.
Only 34. I saw my friend over the weekend was up in Massachusetts, and it was a whopping -6 on Sunday. Wonderful.
Good. God almighty.
I know the low tonight was like, last night was like -4.
Got to be more careful.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's
like, we in the south,
like,
so that's the dumb part.
Spit in the air and it will freeze.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
If you have it to help someone who's homeless, please help the homeless in this time. Like, this is dire need time for them.
Yeah, they have warming stations. Luckily, they have warming stations open up, and either during the daytime and then also reopening at night to allow people that have nowhere to go to at least try to get them in, you know.
That's a fantastic idea, even if it's only temporary, even something.
Right. And that's the thing.
You
they
know
had
what's
it
even
open,
better?
Like, from early in the morning to, like, the mid-afternoon. But,
you know what's even a better thing that I think people should start doing, too? Stop sending me damn requests to play Candy Crush.
No.
Stop doing it.
Please.
You can play Candy Crush without sending a request. I feel you, Sade, because I get them on a daily
basis.
That's the best
thing y'all can do.
I think they just get sent out. I think they just get sent out, because I only send them to people to play.
They really getting ready to get these people blocked is what they getting ready to do.
Word is bond, man. We don't really converse on Facebook like that to start with. I mean, we cool and all. We go back to high school and everything. But come on. Stop it already.
Please.
Stop it already.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday. Relationship Wednesday, everybody. Hey, we going to pause for the calls. Come right back on the other side of this.
He's sorry, but he's not sorry.
Okay.
Nah.
I'm really sorry.
Never sorry.
Classic case of who's having what. Yeah.
We ain't having it.
I think you're right. What's up, baby? I've been eyeing you time and time again. I've been trying to get a little closer, but you won't let it.
Well, if I see something I want, I just go out and get it. I'm like a floozy, I'm choosing. I don't fall for tricks, because God be running games like the New York Knicks.
But on the square, yeah, you know your style are really tempting.
Don't try to gas me up on a tank that is empty.
I'm positive that I'm kicking the fact.
Well, I'm light, and you got to kick you better than that.
But I'm all the way live, and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me? You think you're all that?
No, you think you're all of this. With your baby talking, you're excuse me, miss.
Well, I'm smooth. And hey, look, it's only right. I thought that we can get together and maybe we can.
Sounds good, but guys like you just want to hit in one look. We're not the two, and I'm not the one. So if you got some thoughts about taking me to bed, kill that and get a $5 crack.
But I'm all the way live and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having.
Excuse me, miss.
Nuh-uh, I'm not having.
Excuse me. I think you're trying to diss me or play me like I'm booty.
No, matter of fact, love, I think that you're a cutie. It's just certain things you don't understand, baby. Every woman wants to be treated like a lady.
So what, you want me to chicken as if I'm a duck?
Listen to what I'm saying and shut the fuck up. I'm just trying to put it, so I can make something happen. You just turned me off by the way that you was rapping.
Look, I'm all the way live and I'm definitely not crabbing. Me change for a woman, that's what I'm not having.
I keep feelings inside, I know who I am.
Step to yourself, cause I don't wanna hear it.
I keep feelings inside, I know who I am.
You're not getting younger, you're just getting older.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, friend. I'm never gonna fall in love again, but getting back to the topic of convo. In my book, hon, you are a no-no.
Come on, I'm clean cut and dapper. You got to admit that. I don't sell drugs and I ain't with the whack pack. I'm cool and calm. My tone is mild. You don't see me snatching chains and acting wild. Excuse me, miss. I think you better get with this.
Can it, damn it, cause I'm simply not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me. Yo, look, gorgeous. Let me put it like this.
No, I'm not
Yo,
happy.
Yo, come on, honey. Look, my name is like, you know.
I'm not happy.
Hey, I want to take you out and treat you.
Life's mind. Not happy.
I'm talking the whole nine yards, baby.
No, I'm not happy.
Well, look, I'm paid. I'm like, live, you know.
I'm not happy.
I'm the best they come, honey. I'm telling you now.
No, I'm not happy.
You know, I'm positive. Hey, I'm positive.
I'm positive. I am not happy.
Little MC Light and Paz K there, throwback for this Black History Month. Save Weight James on the wheels is still here tonight on TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate again, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General himself. It is 9:14 here in the Social Lab. And since we are in Black History Month, you want to share that little factoid, General?
Hey, I don't even know if it's a Black History factoid.
well, not necessarily that,
we
but in honor
we
of
love
Black History Month.
MC Light.
Absolutely,
yeah. We love him. Like, yo, Light looks better today than she did when she was a teenager.
For sure. Whoa. For sure.
We love MC Light.
I thought Light was kind of hot.
Word, me too. But I'm gonna tell you something. I loved when it came to the song "Self Destruction" back in the day. MC Light's part was one of the hottest verses on self-destruction, right? I mean, probably off the cuff, like right now, spit that verse. But guess what? We gave Light way too much credit. You know who wrote that verse? LL Cool J wrote that verse for Light. Self-destruction.
Wow.
LL Cool J. Oh, yeah, you got that for me then. LL Cool J, from self destruction.
I can spit that too. I sure can.
Word.
Go ahead,
I mean, we love that verse.
I mean, LL was in his prime. You couldn't. I mean, as much as he caters to the ladies and whatever, like you want to say about him, L is still, you know, he was top of the food chain for a while when it came to hip hop.
Yeah.
For a while. And you can't front on him.
Yep.
What in the world? Who's fighting in
Yo,
the background?
Who's changing the radiator back there?
I thought that was Boston.
But I mean,
bag, man.
And I'm stationary.
Maybe that was LL Cool J coming to the line.
Okay.
Work.
One is
Pump Day, everybody. Thanks for rocking with us. Real talk, real people, real time.
Right.
Hey, Boston, you're going to have to stay off my Facebook page.
Okay.
I got people who question, you know, our relationship. I was like, I didn't know I was in a relationship.
She's claiming you.
Okay.
Clearly,
oh, snap.
Clearly, she's on my Facebook page. claiming.
Hold on. Excuse me. Hold on.
Help me.
Sir, I said, I can't say what I want to say.
Uh-huh.
You can go ahead.
Well,
so
you know I'm ignorant. I'm ignorant and I'm slow.
Exactly. But I didn't even say what I really said when I saw the picture. I did the nice version of it. So.
Well, listen. I guess this is the difference between women. The difference between women and men. We don't pay attention, you know, to a lot of things that clearly women look at and feed into. So I got
a
fat ass.
That's what she wanted to say.
Okay.
Listen. Hey, don't encourage her, dude. Don't encourage her. Stop it.
Yeah, she needs no help.
Because yes, you were sitting here for me, and that's what I said, and I meant it.
And then you started sending all these crazy characters. Like,
that shit was hilarious.
that's my peoples. That's my peoples. So if you're listening right now, listen. This crazy woman is my people. She's not my lover. We might be making love like I don't know where we'd be making love at. But look,
Clean that up.
I don't have to clean it up because people already think that she's my woman.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
If you don't tell them, they will make something up.
Yo, they made it up. They already made it up.
Good.
Y'all got
babies. Yeah, he's mine. Back off. Yeah, go ahead. Back off until mine come
home. It's relationship Wednesday. It's hump day Wednesday. So I didn't think I'd put that out there. Listen, she's crazy. She's crazy.
He'll still be mine if I married somebody else. He'd still be mine, people.
I told you she's crazy.
You wish I was your pound cake.
Hey.
Wish I was your baby mama.
3926. 917-889-3926. Off the cuff tonight. Relationship Wednesday.
I'm weak.
Listen, this is a real question. A real question, though. Why is it that so many of us in our 30s, early 40s, still are okay with being single? What has shifted in the landscape where people are okay, late 30s, 40s, still being single? There's a lot of us who are still single. What has shifted?
Society, man.
Exactly. Women not wanting to be that woman that just only lives to please her man, as it was portrayed.
But yeah.
You know, and that's pretty much, I think, what it comes down to, and I think that goes for both sides, men and women.
I think
not
we're being
all men
a little bit
are
more
ready
selective
for that.
In our choices.
Right, because
very
of the
selective.
Things that our parents went
very
through.
Selective.
Yeah, and we have to be in these days and times.
What might I add this, though? I'll say that you have every right to be selective, but sometimes I believe that there needs to, you know, you kind of need to go into things with an open mind more than having parameters already set mentally that you set walls of defense that can't be broken down, because that's not fair to us as men. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you had a prior history of, you know, dudes that look a certain way, or, you know, that certain height, or, you know, certain signs or whatever, every case is different. Okay, I get it that, you know, all men are, quote unquote, all men are the same to a certain, we're all wired the same to a certain degree, which is true,
right.
But how people may respond to certain stimuli can differ from person to person. And I think it's unfair to a man that if they're not bringing in six figures, they can't please you just because you in the upper 70s or 80s. Somebody got to meet you or surpass you where you at. You know what I mean? That's not fair, because that might be what you need in your life right there to bring balance to you, but you're looking at the superficial side of it all.
The point that you just made, superficial, there's this new term there's this new term I recently heard. So, fellas, just in case, you know, you are totally oblivious, like most of us are, to the conversations that women are having. The professional women who make six figures plus, they are having conversations amongst themselves, asking one another, is it okay to date down? Date down. That's the coin phrase.
See what I'm saying?
Is it okay to date down? To Dave's point, what does that mean to you, CeeLo? What does that mean to you, Regina, to date down?
I'm not making six figures, and I mean, dating down to me is someone who may not necessarily be on my financial level, but they can meet me in other areas intellectually versus
that's exactly
physically.
What the coin means. That's exactly what the coin phrase references. It references a man that may not be able to take care of a woman financially, but he's knocking her off real good in other ways.
Yeah, my mind and body.
Date down. There are some women that say dating down is okay, but I'm understanding that most professional women actually is saying no, they won't date down. And you know what? That's why they're still single.
That's why they're still single. God.
But see, this is the thing. Hold on, let me say this, because you know, I don't work anymore. But when I did, I made some good money, you know, and I did attempt to date someone that didn't make as much as I did.
So you are fine with dating down?
Didn't have, well, I was.
Until
not anymore.
What?
Until that last person. You know what I'm saying? Because I tried with my daughter's father. We were on the same level. Me and my daughter's father was on the same level, but I still made more than him because I was higher ranking. But I tried that. And he had potential and all that other great crap, but he didn't bring his potential anywhere until I left him. So then when I tried this person here, I don't know, like, he didn't want the same things I wanted, even though he said he did. You know what I mean? Like, he was offended when I bought a house here because I didn't include him in it. Well, we don't got the same last name, so I don't feel, you know what I'm saying, I should add you to anything. But then,
word.
That's fair. But the thing is that who thinks that someone you're dealing with is going to get upset with you for attempting to continue to go up? Some people that when you date down, sometimes those date down people are fine where the hell they are and don't want to have any more.
Well, absolutely. Well, why wouldn't he, though? Because you accepted him in his mind for who he was and what he was doing. You know, it wasn't working.
Until it became a problem. But, yeah. And then he didn't want to help me with no bills or nothing after that because I chose the house. What? Get the hell away from
was
me.
Was he helping you beforehand?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were living in the same
place. But his name wasn't on the mortgage. His name wasn't on the mortgage, though.
And guess what, though? His name wasn't on the lease, neither. His name wasn't on the lease.
That sounds to me like he was intimidated by your financial status.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but not like I said prior to the discussion of this topic, it's case sensitive. It's not necessarily going to be the case for one as it is the other. Now I get it. When you get a couple of people that, you know, minimum wage brothers or whatever, their aspirations may not be, you know, as high as the stars may be able to be seen. We get that. But like I said,
or maybe he just on the come up. Maybe he just on the come up.
But that's what I was about to go next. But you may, if you find somebody that's happy being a minimum wage brother, then you know what you're getting into from jump. But if you see somebody that's using it as a stepping stone to get to the next level, from minimum wage to entry level, and from entry level to mid-management or to entrepreneurship or whatever the case may be, if you see them trying to use everything as a stepping stone, then I think, you know, there's a time to exhibit a little bit of patience and a little bit of support. If the other factors, you know, that there's a chemistry there with the other factors. That was my main point from the beginning.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Because I'll say even back to my daughter's father, when he got out of the military and he wanted to pursue his career, his music career, I told him to go ahead. Go to where you need to go to take care of what you need to take care of so we could be okay. And that was okay for a little while, you know, until he changed his mind, you know. But I didn't make that decision. I never stopped anybody from getting their dreams. I'd rather hurt than hurt somebody else because of being selfish.
I could dig it.
But you can't. You don't always find that. You don't always find that in other people, though, because you know what I'm saying. Intentions are mugged.
I got you.
Hey, come on up later in the show. We got adult talk. It's 9:28. We're gonna pause for the call. Let's come right back. It's off the cuff tonight. Relationship Wednesday. Hump day.
That's right. That's right. And I don't need no stinking ass six figure stink ass broad. You give me a round of way to play it.
I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pairs, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy jams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girl, she's from around the way. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break hearts and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Cold flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way.
Oh my God. Ooh. TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that was LL Cool J throwback. Around the way, girl. Yeah. It's 9:32 p.m. on the East Coast. It's 6:32 p.m. on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, figure it out.
So something tells me that Hot Chocolate's Oh My God, Ooh, was not for the Around the Way girl.
It was not. I'm sorry. I'm focused back now. I'll go back and finish all my OMGing that on DVR in 28 minutes. But wow, yeah, I'm not even going to. I thought this started off slow. I was not a fan of Empire, but yeah, it's actually it's rising to the occasion.
We be multitasking.
I heard it's a fake ass power from what I heard.
I mean, it's comparable in some ways, but Power is its own entity because it's not a whole. Well, I was gonna say it's not a whole family, but yeah, it is a family. But anyway, Power is different. I'm gonna just say Power is different. That's all I'm gonna say.
I've never seen Power.
Power is on Stars.
You missing it. You ain't lived yet. Power's at Ish.
Yeah, and it returns this summer, so check your local
Can't
listings
wait.
On the Stars Network.
Oh, yeah, I don't have
Can't
cable.
Wait.
I
work,
just have to watch
work.
It online.
Oh.
For sure. So look, right, something I brought up on the back end, the show Empire. Like, I was reading somewhere that Lee Daniels had said Gabourey Sidibe was too large to be on TV. Now, I posted it on our...
Gabby's on Empire?
Gabby
yeah.
is on Empire in
yeah,
a major role.
She's a receptionist.
Who is that?
Right. Precious.
That's Precious.
Yes.
Right. And I just found it to be interesting that this episode, she does look smaller than she did last week, the last week's episode, rather. But my thing is, she was big when she started. So why is she
not
a problem
nothing,
now?
She's a great actress. She,
right.
Everything
she
she's
is.
Been in, she knocks it out of the park. Like, what was the vampire series that she just finished? With Angela Bassett, that she's in that as well.
Vampire in Brooklyn?
No.
Man,
no. Did you say that? No.
Yes, he did. Angela Bassett, Eddie Murphy.
I'm getting ready to Google it. I'll have it for you shortly. Yes.
Vampire.
You all are watching Empire, and he started watching the old episodes of Power.
Yes. Wow.
Hey, we can't help it. Part of the social social laugh.
Yeah, you said
okay,
real
you
talk,
know
right?
What's going
on.
Cup
tonight, right, B?
Right. Oh, and they're going to be releasing the music, too, from Empire. It's going to be releasing, I think it's the first week of March.
They have music on iTunes after every show, actually. So you can go and any of the full songs that are on the show are there for you to.
But that's what I heard. That's what I heard, that some of the songs on Empire is better than some of the garbage that's out nowadays, man.
They are,
right.
Yeah, and it's all produced by Timberland.
And I've been
oh,
trying
that's
to school
dope.
My son. I've been trying to school my son, man, because he's only 6 years old, going on 7, and he be liking all this crap that's on the radio. And I'm trying to find, like, all the as radio-friendly of 90s hip-hop as I could find. And, you know, he knows what curse words are, so I just try to, like, tell him, like, you know, look, try not to use them, you know, in your everyday talk and everything. But some of the songs, he just got it. I got to let him know what real hip-hop is, man. Like, did y'all see that joint on when Iggy Azalea was on Sway in the Morning?
Oh, and the
and
guy
she was calling herself freestyling?
Her. The guy crushed her.
Yo, but it was deserving because
it was.
She was
horrible.
Trash.
I'm not an Iggy fan.
I mean, I'm really not. I mean, if that doesn't go to show you that T.I. is writing all her lyrics, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's going to take.
Yeah,
I really
her
don't know
delivery
what it's
is horrible.
Take.
I mean, did you all see Jill and Eve go in on Iggy recently?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think.
I did.
Okay,
I missed
well,
that
I don't
one.
Think she was going. I don't think. I didn't personally take it as them going in. I took it as them saying that she represents what she represents, and but they were saying they would respect her more if they heard the accent. You know, like they like she was repping for you know where she comes from. And they said she just sounds more Americanized, and she doesn't have her own sound because they were saying she sounds like a mixture of oh my gosh, who was it? I can't even think of it. It was like two people that they had compared us. They said it was her style sounded like Nicki and like one other person mixed together.
Was it the Brat or something like that?
There you go, the Brat and I want to say it was the Brat, yes. But I can't think of the other person was. The Brat was one.
But anyway you slice it, her freestyle was dumpster juice, son. That's
but my thing
up.
Is that, okay, how about this? If that's the case, if T.I. is supposedly writing her lyrics, then who was writing her lyrics before she got signed? Because she was kind of dope before she got signed. So who was writing her lyrics then?
I don't know. Somebody, that, some Aussie cat out there, some cat that played rugby.
But you know what? Yeah, I mean, just like when Scaff Beasy was trying to say he wrote Nicki's lyrics. I don't believe that. Wrote together, maybe, but not you and Lil Hutt told all her lyrics. How about that? Because guess what? If that would have been the case, then why would she leave him alone? Because then she would lose her, quote unquote, her own empire if he was writing her lyrics.
True.
That don't make sense.
And
the
TV show that I was looking for with Gabrielle Sidibe and Angela Bassett is American Horror Story.
Okay. And she played in The Big C.
She absolutely did.
The show Cancer.
She's a fantastic actress. And Lee Daniels needs to chill because when you auditioned her, she was the same size she was. Now fans maybe 10 or 15 pounds.
Right. And then again, we know how the media spins stories as well to try to get, you know, readership for their magazines and newspapers
right.
and such. So,
right. He may not have even said that.
Right. But I'm not. Who is in the bathroom? Get out.
Wow.
Who's in the bathroom?
All
right.
Now. You know what? Okay,
right
on
now.
That note, since we're flushing toilets, we're going to take a break real quick. And,
we took too long.
We'll be right back.
Yeah,
Team Hammer Radio, B.
Not bad.
Queen Latifah, come to my house.
Oh,
come to my house.
Give
queen of royal badness. Remember me from Wrath of My Madness? It's my rap my that rap. Rocks this party. I'm a hijack. And jack your body. This is not an erotic interlude. Keep in mind, I move multitudes. The Asiatic black woman, hardcore beat drumming. It's hard to keep a good woman down, so I keep coming. Blow for blow, I take and I get some. Still I rise and I symbolize wisdom. I hope the lyrical display has you around. It's an open invitation. Come into my house.
Yeah, I got you. 9:44. Welcome back. It's the lab, the social lab, TM Hyman Radio, TM Live out of Tampa. Hot chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston. At this time, we're going to roll into adult talk with that dude out of the DMV, Safe James.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, hold up? Yeah, I'm trying to find my music real quick.
Wow, he don't even have his own music.
He ain't got his
tempo. I don't need no damn intro music. All I need to do is take a sip of this Crown Apple pineapple mango in it.
God damn.
And the fruit at the bottom of the drink.
A little tight there, huh?
Yeah. Woo. Bite. Anyway, I'm talking about Relationship Wednesday. And I was talking, you know, having a 16-year-old nephew in the house to do whatever really kind of brings you back to the formative years of you and how you became yourself, who you are now at this point in your life. And he's asking me questions. And there's so many different, I'll say, explanations of life that I can offer to him. That, you know, it makes me wish that I had a cool-ass older dude to tell me some of the stuff I'm telling him. And I had a chance to talk to him about a chemical. It's a science. You know when you say that there was instant chemistry between me and this person? That's actually a legit claim. Because I don't know if you guys, I'm not pretty sure you guys are well-learned. And y'all know about pheromones in a person's body. Everybody? Yes?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes. Yes.
I have heard of them. Like, I've heard of endorphins. I've never seen one.
Okay.
I'm a visual
You're not
person.
Going to.
Did you say you've never seen one?
You're not going to. You're not going to. Okay.
I'm a visual person.
Okay, but check it. For those that do not understand the science behind pheromones, the technical definition of what I've somewhere I found is a chemical that is secreted in our sweat and other body fluids that are believed to influence the behavior of the opposite sex, such as trigger sexual interest and excitement. Now, I had to explain to him the significance of that chemical within us. Now, in men, the way it's triggered is through, believe it or not, confidence.
Right.
When we are confident in ourselves, and we are
comfortable with who we are, we're more relaxed, and we're more, I would say, what's the word I'm looking for? It's more of, we're more apt to give off this chemical to the opposite sex. And only women can pick up on this. And I put it into a real-life analogy to him by saying, when you have a girl or a woman, a significant other, it's so easy to get the attention of other women, whether they know you or not. Now, and he was wondering, yeah, why does that happen? I said, it's because of the pheromones. When you're confident in yourself, it's not just the confidence that women feed off of. It's this chemical that you give off that it's scentless. Nobody can smell it, but it triggers something in the woman's makeup. They have no choice but to react to it. Some that can't control it better than others will react a little more aggressively than some. But at the same time, it's not saying that the woman isn't reacting to the pheromones that you give off. And I even gave him another tidbit of knowledge. Do you know where pheromones are typically secreted from, or where they normally come from? Anybody?
Now that part I don't know.
Did you say where does it come from, our fathers?
Where is
we're
it
on your body?
Where does it normally secrete from? Yeah, where on your body does it normally come from?
Your pressure point. Yes.
Which one? There's a specific one.
Is it your
neck?
Underarms.
Your glands. Your
yeah. Boom. Bingo. No, he got it. Your underarms. And you know what the technical definition of your underarms is?
Your armpit.
Heart cover.
No, the scientific word.
I know that the underarm actually really serves as an aphrodisiac. I'm a freak like that. I don't know why I know that. It does.
I'm just a freak like that. I'm about to get to that. Okay, the technical definition, the technical term for your armpit is called your axilla, AXILLA. Now, what is this big body spray that's been running amok the past 10 years?
It increases your pheromones.
Okay, now yours is coming out, okay? So now, that's the whole key. Now, that's the trick about it. And you know what? I was listening to an old Dirty Bastard CD a long time ago. And
I love
he said something really disgusting. He said something really disgusting, but it made sense as I got hip to the human anatomy. He said, I love y'all chicks when y'all want to bleep me after y'all smell my underarms. I was like, ew, that's nasty when I first heard it. But then as I got wiser in my age, and I said, yo, he was on to something. And nobody
really
knew what he was talking about. He was on to something, and nobody knew what he was talking about because it was old Dirty, and nobody pays him that much attention. So whenever he says something wild like that. But... So bottom line is, ladies have it too, but I'm speaking on the male counterpart for this evening right here. The pheromones, spelled pheromones, pheromones, those are given off when you're confident. So fellas, if you're ever out there wondering, how come I can't never get a chick when I'm looking for one, but then when I got a chick, all these chicks come from out of left field trying to holler at me. It's because your pheromones are giving off, bruh. Some react more aggressively than others. They all understand. And there's another key point to it, and it's going to be the end of it. Women do not want anything that's not already wanted. Remember that?
Word.
And you will go far in life.
Word.
Yeah, because then that'll keep you from being women who are jealous, you know. And they, you
not
know,
even
because
just that.
Other women are paying attention to their man.
Some women are bothered by that. Women are the best hunters. Women are in the wild. In the, with the king of the jungle is the lion. Who goes to the hunt? Who does the hunt?
The lion.
The female lion.
Lioness.
The female lion does the hunting.
The lioness.
They're the best hunters. Right. Think about it. I mean, this stuff is, you know, it's hand in glove, baby. So that's all I got for tonight, y'all. I hope y'all learned something.
Hey.
If y'all didn't, read up on it.
You just
your
educated
own.
Me, brother. You just educated me. I love this show because we some knowledgeable, ignorant folk. And hey, we're going to pause for the call and come right back. the 952. Hey, that was pretty cool thing.
Thank you, brother.
Ooh, ooh. Nobody yeah. beats the biz, though.
Peace, Bismarck.
To the light beating, you could either dance or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people that absorb the info, when it comes to rocking parties, I am a info maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music, we'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like it's a cardigan. You won't be fighting the ill and you just be partying down with the funky town with yours truly. Original B-I-V, I mean, okay, I was the E and I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show. As long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 Yeah, to be, I'm B-I-V-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock, to make the ladies feel and shout. I'm bound to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no chapper, always have a fawn. And when you hear the Bismarck, you get the jaws on you. I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E-N, though that's me. I got the set of step to keep it check, my speed is so unique. They say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter, rooftop, being square and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even I put a word fit at Dapper Center. Parting the way that I'll be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I think that your own mind on it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. You're going it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why. A coupon, I catch a sale, retail, before it gets stale. So hurry up and get the wick, check out the mail and shop nonstop. But how I hip hop on the mic and like, make you cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is depressed, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. Hit my side confusion, the style that I'm using. And I'm sure that
you yo, 9:55, we got about 5 minutes left for the show, maybe a little bit less right now. Save James right here. Team Hyman Radio, man, we in the building. Hot Chocolate, TM. Sheila Boston, Didi, where you at? Ain't heard from you in a minute, ma. Was Gucci. Yo, straight up, if y'all need a 90s party done, holla at your frog right here, B. I'm on it. All right? Anyway, yo, the proper spelling of that term pheromones that I was talking about, I need to make a correction. I misplaced one of my vowels. It's P-H-E-M-O-N-E-S, not E-M-O-N-E-S. That was my bad. Blame the crown apple. Not me. You know I'm better than that.
Word. Hey, save is real. Listen, parties, DJs, hosts, yo, this is the team. This is that crew. Hey, we got
it's what you
an
need.
Event coming up next month. Hey, we're going to give away some tickets starting next week. If you are in the Tampa Bay area, also, hey, come hang out with us, Keith Sweat, Drew Hill, that whole crew.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to get Nokia, Cisco, and that team on the show coming up in a few weeks, possibly give some tickets away. Y'all come hang out with us in Tampa, the Sunshine State.
That's right.
Where it is, it's not that damn cold.
You know what?
Come thaw out with us.
Somebody sing for me.
Thaw out. Come thaw out. That's hilarious.
Somebody send a little school bus for me or something.
Friday night.
You better get on the mega bus.
Exactly.
It's
I'm getting on.
Yellow. It's that little yellow school bus.
Hey, Megabus comes to Tampa and Orlando. Make it happen.
I'm so nervous about that Megabus, though. It got two layers. I don't want to spaz out on them people.
Yeah, I heard.
I'm gonna need you on the bottom bunk.
A pretty luxurious experience for
$2. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? If he says for $2, okay.
That's plus tax, though. That's plus tax, though.
You could use your laundry money to catch the bus. You could get the laundry. You could leave the laundromat.
But that's with that.
You could go from New York to LA, from New York to LA for
$7.
Damn
right. And that's with tax. That's with tax and everything. Whatever you do, do it well. If you just tuned in, you're too late. Check us out in 20 minutes for that podcast. Check y'all out on Friday. Thank y'all for listening. We love y'all. Hey.
Yo, go sniff some dirty T-shirts and get your ceremonies up.
Smell of
word
office,
is bond.
Will ya?
Word. Hey, yo,
okay.
Hey, yo, Gina. Gina, my bed might not connect, but my six-pack sure as hell do.
Oh,
take
you got
that to the bank, sucker.
Oh, you got that.
Hey.
I love
good night, everybody.
My big man.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
And Bo knows that, but Bo don't know jack, cause Bo can't rap. Well, what do you know? The dead dog is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred, no time for move faking. Got to get to loose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Start ducking handsome, bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there.
Yeah.
Head for the border, go get a taco. I see record from the jump street, meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know. Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback, Evolve rotates the gate.
Contact!
Can I get a hit?
Hit!
Boom, bip, with a brother named Tip, and we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North, Cackalacka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loop for the two small bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next, it's a textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario? Scooby-Doo, whoopie-doo, scenarios, radios, race more than four. Scores for the floor, that's mother damn floors. Now I go for mine, stays the seashore. Zip shape plus great eight, the play safe. Take, make, break, break for the weight of an
Ella, Ania.
Simply just the leader. Base in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O? Incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first, lift, foul. Fight, laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh.
It's the leader, quest, mission, and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left, cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime, so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I
heard you rust and rush and attack. Then they rebuke, then you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the ear.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom,
from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, both can't feel there is necessary when taken into my library. Oh my God. Oh my God, eating I do like the one piece of tartar. All over the track, man. Pardon me. as I come back. As I did the grind, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Take your little jaws with your pants are sagging. Try to tip to this, I won't put you in a turban. And have it smell it right like the most daily urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the bust, bust it out. The round, the rhythm is in sync. The vibes are on town. Tipping up the sound just like a radio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
here
my
go,
man,
yo.
Motherfucker.
So what's up, scenario? Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?